Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media.
You look at fake news.
A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Monday, brand new week. The Dow is cratering today on lower oil prices. We also have four new reports of coronavirus in both Washoe and Clark County combined. So in Nevada, we're up to four. And that may change before the end of our program. We'll just find out. They're doing more testing, and that means we're probably going to have more positive. We'll talk about that. It was interesting. Governor Sisolak had a rare Saturday news conference. Didn't take any questions, but he did update folks around the state on the efforts towards containing the coronavirus. This was the governor on Saturday. Here it is.
Nevadans worked together. When we discovered we had two presumptive cases of COVID-19 this week, we didn't overreact. We didn't underreact. We reacted. We took swift action and we worked together. In the past week, there were road bumps and challenges, but every Nevadan should join me in being proud of our local and state health authorities and the collaboration and communication exhibited between our local, state, and federal leaders. We learned lessons, we improved, we identified needs, and we made the calls. I can tell you this, the CDC is listening. This is what Nevada does. We roll up our sleeves, we put titles aside, and we get to work to keep our people safe. We've been tested before, and we came out more resilient than ever. I know that we're ready to face some challenges ahead, but I'm confident that our battle-born spirit can get us through anything. No one agency, elected official, office, hospital, or lab can fix this alone. It takes all of us, and that's what you're seeing here in Nevada. Our community is coming together, and I've heard from all corners of our state how people are stepping up. Health professionals, insurance companies, hospitals, organizations, and more, who are ready to work together for all Nevada.
Okay, so that covers what's going on in the state of Nevada. For the larger picture, we consult with Dr. Ben Carson, a member of the Coronavirus Task Force. And let's go to cut two. Yeah. Because Dr. Ben Carson, who has been on this show, has been in the chair next to me a number of times. He was on with George Stephanopoulos, and here's the problem that they're talking about. Well, we don't have enough test kits, but the other side of the coin is not everybody needs to be tested. This was Dr. Ben Carson with George Stephanopoulos yesterday.
This virus is like other viruses, should be treated the same way. So we have flu seasons that come up frequently, and there are certain precautions that you take during that time to make sure that you don't contract the virus. Bear in mind that there's a certain segment of our society that's particularly vulnerable. Those would include people who have underlying medical conditions and elderly, and particularly elderly who have underlying medical conditions. And so certain precautions should be taken. If we take those precautions, then we have much more ability to contain the spread of the disease. Also, it's very important for people to understand that the vast majority of people who actually contract the virus are only going to have flu-like symptoms or less. Many of them will be asymptomatic altogether. So, you know, there's a little bit of exaggeration in terms of what happens if you contract the virus.
That's not what I was asking. I think those are important cautions you mentioned right there. But is it an exaggeration to say that up to 100 million people could be affected? I'm trying to get a sense of your view on the magnitude of this possible crisis.
I think it's possible for large numbers of people. There's no question that more people will be detected as we do more testing. But you can look at worst case scenarios, you can look at best case scenarios. The thing that needs to be understood is that we are working very hard, looking at all the evidence on a day-by-day basis, making recommendations based on that. And we need to be working together, federal, state, and local health officials, and the medical professionals, who are very good in this country, by the way. And they're the ones who are making the determination about who needs to be tested.
Well, and there are questions about the availability of the tests as well. As the president has said, that anyone can get it if they want it. It turns out that it's going to be weeks before everyone has access to a test. And Governor Cuomo here in New York was complaining about the bottlenecks in the testing. Let's listen.
CDC is a bottleneck for this nation in doing the testing. You go to CDC, the tests have to go back to Atlanta, they have to do the test, they then have to send it back. I believe the CDC was caught flat-footed. I believe they're slow in their response, and I believe they're slowing down the state.
What's your response to Governor Cuomo, and what kind of assurances can you provide that tests are on the way?
Well, over a million tests were shipped out already this past week. Tomorrow, another 640,000 will be available. And those are only the ones that are being dealt with on a federal official level. There are also tests being created by the veterans hospitals, and most of the academic centers have them. So there are a lot of tests. But the key thing is everybody doesn't need a test. And that should be something that should be determined by the medical professionals who are administering the test.
Dr. Ben Carson, smart, smart dude. This hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. It's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out yourself at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is a Monday, brand new week, lots of challenges ahead this week. We will talk about some of them coming up in a minute as we continue Live and Local Now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Nevada Talk Network family, you've heard me talking about my MyPillow and MyPillow Premium Pillows and all of the great deals you can find by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the radio listener specials. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA, MyPillow Premium Pillows, washable and dryable. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and use my promo code USA and get the best sleep of your life. Mike Lindell guarantees it.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business, like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Bill Clinton. Nice guy. Got a lot of problems coming up, in my opinion, with the famous island with Jeffrey Epstein. A lot of problems. I should run.
Yeah, the tweet of the day. Tweet of the day comes from Charlie Kirk. He says, "Let me get this straight. Democrats and the mainstream media are trying to incite panic over the coronavirus, yet they still push an open border agenda that allows thousands of unchecked and potentially unhealthy migrants to flow into America." Good point. Good point. I love that. One of the nice things about the Sunday shows from time to time, doesn't happen often. Usually it's just politicians, as Bill Riley used to say, bloviating. But yesterday we actually had people that know something. Would you wake up Sleepy Joe, please? Just wake him up. Dr. Jerome Adams is the Surgeon General. And in fact, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's see. Let's go all the way down to cut 8. And there was an interesting question that came up. He was on with Jake Tapper. And the question was asked about whether the presidential candidates should be traveling around the country holding rallies while we have this coronavirus deal. This is cut 8. Dr. Jerome Adams, the Surgeon General of the United States.
The three people who might be president in January 2021, President Trump, Senator Sanders, and Vice President Biden, all of them are in their 70s. All of them there have had various health questions. Should those three stop traveling? Should they stop holding rallies?
Well, one of the things we know is that life can't stop. And there was a great article in the New York Times earlier today about the social cost, the social impact of the draconian measures that have been taken in China. If people are going to go out there, we want them to be extra cautious. We want them to wash their hands frequently. And I was with the president on Friday, and I just said, sir, when's the last time you've washed your hands? And he said, I washed my hands just a few minutes ago. We want to make sure if folks are out there who are at risk, they're taking extra precautions. But speaking of being at risk, the president, he sleeps less than I do, and he's healthier than what I am. And so that's the other reason that this messaging is hard, because there are 70-year-olds who run marathons and are healthier than some 30-year-olds. It's really focusing on the comorbidities, on the medical problems, heart disease, lung disease, immunocompromised folks, in addition to that combination of older age that seems to put people most at risk.
I want you to take a listen to something President Trump said on Friday when he visited the CDC. He was talking about whether or not to bring those infected Americans on a cruise ship off the California coast back into the United States.
They would like to have the people come off. I'd rather have the people stay, but I'd go with them. I told them to make the final decision. I would rather, because I like the numbers being where they are, I don't need to have the numbers double because of one ship. That wasn't our fault.
I mean, that was a shocking comment. I think a lot of health experts were stunned. Is the president's desire to artificially keep the numbers low by keeping Americans who are off the coast out of the United States, is that desire impacting health decisions to help save these Americans who have coronavirus or who could possibly have it?
Well, I don't want to play politics here, but I do want to say I've been in the Situation Room every day. When the president comes in, he makes it clear that he wants the best advice from his health experts. As far as the cruise ships are concerned, our priorities are number one, making sure people who are on those cruise ships and who need medical attention can get it. And we've flown people off the ships. We've flown CDC teams into the ships to help. Number two, we want to get people off the ships as quickly and as safely as we can. And number three, we want to protect our communities. And that's a delicate balance that requires the cooperation of many different partners, Department of Defense, Coast Guard, and others. But again, we want to make sure we're taking care of those people on the ship in a way that protects them, but also protects communities.
I understand you don't want to get into politics, but can you assure the American people that decisions are not being made just because the president wants to keep the numbers low as opposed to helping Americans? I mean, that's what he said directly. He doesn't want to bring them in because the number will double. That's not a medical decision. That's a public relations decision.
Well, what I can say to you is based on my experience being on the task force for about a week and a half and being in that Situation Room every day, that the medical input is taken. Tony Fauci, Ambassador Birx, Bob Cadillac, myself, Ben Carson, you have multiple doctors in the room, and our voices are in no way, shape, or form suppressed. As a matter of fact, the vice president usually starts and ends by saying, doctors, is there anything that I need to hear that I'm not hearing?
Can you tell us how many people have been tested in the United States?
The numbers are tough because they're changing minute by minute, but here's what people should
know.
Give
us a rough estimate.
Well, but here's what people should know about the testing. They should know that we have 75,000 tests available right now for folks. By early next week, tomorrow, we should have over 2 million tests available. By the end of the week, through partnerships with private industry, over 4 million tests available. But the most important number to the American people is one. They want to know, if I go in, can I get a test? And the one thing that I've heard, I've been to Georgia, I've been to Florida, I've been to Connecticut in the past week, is that no public health doctor who has asked for a test has not been able to get a test. So people should talk to their health care providers. We've been telling folks, if you and your health care provider talk and your health care provider thinks you need a test, then you will get a test, and we're rapidly ramping up capacity.
There you have it. Smart guy, Dr. Jerome Adams, the U.S. Surgeon General. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by the MultiCare Group. If employee retention is important to your business, regardless of size, call my friend Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group. Ask about high-quality group health insurance plans. That's 702-396-9449. The number again, 702-396-9449. Now, I want to pass along before we go to break. I hate it, and we brought you a clip last week from Bernie Sanders, where he talked about billionaires and how he hates billionaires. He just despises billionaires. In fact, I don't have time to get to it now. But I promise you I'll get to it in our next half hour. Bernie Sanders talks about billionaires and how bad they are. And he was quoted one time as saying he wishes there were no billionaires. I'm going to give you an example of how billionaires are making a difference in this whole coronavirus thing. There is a point at which you stereotype billionaires and they're greedy and their billions are ill-gotten gains in some way. And that to me is bizarre because a lot of billionaires do a lot of good for a lot of people. In fact, some billionaires like Bill and Melinda Gates. And I crossed paths with Bill Gates back when I lived in Seattle, back in the early to mid-90s. And one of the things I found fascinating was that he created this entity that's trying to get other billionaires to give their wealth to charity. Noble. Good. But now we've got something so amazing that they are preparing to do through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation that you won't believe this. And then when you hear Bernie Sanders talking about billionaires, as if being a billionaire is tantamount to being, a child molester. And all of a sudden you find out, these are good people and they're doing good for people. It's called philanthropy, ladies and gentlemen. Philanthropy. We'll talk about that coming up in a minute. And I'll let you hear from Bernie Sanders and we'll talk about what Bill and Melinda Gates are doing out in Seattle relative to the coronavirus. It's Monday. Hope your weekend was good. Mine was great, by the way. We'll talk about live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Let's taco about real food, real fast. Taco Time's Fish Taco is a mouth-watering blast. Real ocean cod tossed in a crunchy potato crust, cooked to golden perfection, wrapped in a homestyle tortilla with shredded cheddar cheese, crispy crunchy cabbage, and sassy salsa fresca. We bring the awesome with our creamy lime and cilantro sauce. Now that's what I'm tacoing about. Try the Fish Taco at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new trading week on Wall Street gets off to a horrible start as coronavirus concerns only seem to get worse.
trading was halted on Wall Street immediately after opening this morning. The S&P 500 fell 7% within the first few minutes. It triggered an automatic 15-minute break in trading. Chief Market Strategist at National Securities, Art Hogan, explains the process.
The concept behind that is let's put the brakes on, let people think about what they're actually doing, and are they reacting appropriately to the magnitude of negative news that we have.
The Dow has been down over 2,000 points in early trading. Besides coronavirus concerns, an oil production war between Russia and Saudi Arabia has sent oil prices plunging, only making things worse on Wall Street. A cruise ship that's been quarantined off the California coast due to the coronavirus will be coming to shore today. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
That's two for the 22 in 2020. I'm Woody Kane, and this is the Monday Morning Race Recap on the Motor Racing Network.
America is a great big country,
filled with all kinds of different people.
And we all count.
That's why the 2020 Census
wants to make sure we're all counted.
Why is it so important?
Because the census helps inform how hundreds of billions of dollars will be spent each year for things like
new roads,
health clinics,
even more school programs.
So make sure you're counted.
Because you count.
Shape your future. Start here. Learn more at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Joey Logano got by teammate Brad Keselowski late, then held off a charging Kevin Harvick in overtime Sunday at Phoenix Raceway to win his second race of the season.
You know, so much that goes into restarts and trying to figure out who's around you and what their strengths are, and it's a team effort to try to figure all that out. And it's tough, you know, you pick a lane and you're like, oh, I don't know if this is the right one. What am I going to do when I get there? And the last thing you want is to be in the lead and the final restart and not win the race. That would hurt the most. So I was glad we were able to hold on to it. Kevin was fast. Kevin was definitely faster than us at the end. We were just able to have restarts good enough to get ourselves away a little bit.
It was the 25th victory of Logano's career and his second in the past three races after winning at Las Vegas. Harvick came home second, Kyle Busch was third, while Kyle Larson and Clint Bowyer finished out the top five. Logano, Denny Hamlin, and Alex Bowman have already punched their playoff tickets with wins, but Harvick leads the overall standings by just 1 point over Logano. Next up, the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 from Atlanta Motor Speedway Sunday afternoon. This has been the Monday Morning Race Recap by MRN. Stay up to date with NASCAR all the time at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay?
Crazy for thinking.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying. And I'm crazy for loving you.
Oh. We got a lot of crazies out there. We got Joe Biden. He's a sleepy Joe. Some would say creepy Joe. Then you've got crazy Bernie. It gets more and more bizarre. By the way, I've had a lot of folks ask me just in the last week or so. They found a way to save money on their real water and get it delivered right to their home. I talked to Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water. and told them I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed to do it. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in the coupon section 10WALL. That's the number 10, W-A-L-L, that's my name, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. Okay? That's 10WALL. That's the number 10, WALL, all caps, no space, and you'll receive your 10% discount. Everybody is going to Amazon now. Everybody's shopping on Amazon, including me. You might as well get it, and you can order as many cases as you want, and they'll deliver it right to your front door, okay? I was talking about Bernie Sanders and what he was saying over the weekend. He has been quoted on many occasions railing against, well, billionaires, people who have amassed billions of dollars in wealth. And in fact, let's go to cut three, because he was on yesterday with Fox News Sunday. And he was grilled by Chris Wallace about billionaires. Listen to how Bernie regards billionaires.
Here's something that you said last fall. I don't think billionaires should exist. First of all, a few billionaires, let's talk about Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Jeff Bezos, have created more than a million jobs, probably more than a million extra in terms of fallout as it goes from their companies, and created trillions of dollars of wealth. Why shouldn't they share in the wealth that they create, which is helping not just them, but has helped a lot of Americans?
Chris, I have nothing personal against any billionaire. But when you are looking at economy and an economy today where the top 1% owns more wealth than the bottom 92%, where over the last 30 years, the top 1% has seen a $21 trillion increase in their wealth, while the bottom half of America has actually seen a decline, where real wages have essentially been stagnant for the last 45 years, workers in America not making a nickel more in real dollars than they did 45 years ago. When you got a half a million people sleeping out on the streets of America tonight, homeless, when the very, very rich are getting richer, when you got half of our people living paycheck to paycheck, 87 million people uninsured or underinsured, 45 million people dealing with student debt, young people can't afford to go to college. I'm in Michigan now, go to Detroit. You got a school district there which is inadequately funded. So we got to get our priorities right. That's what we have to do.
Two questions. First of all, let's just take the case of Bill Gates. He created a whole new way for people to get information, to discuss, to communicate with each other. Huge increase in the way we live now. It's unimaginable not to have Microsoft and the various things that are created. One,
and he deserves great credit for that, Chris.
Let me just say this. One, he's created a great economy. He's giving away billions of dollars. Some could argue he's done a lot more with his wealth than any politician would. And question. And the other is, how far would you go as a democratic socialist in terms of worker control of businesses?
Good. Well, two questions. No one is denigrating the achievements of Bill Gates or anybody else. But we have to look at culturally what's going on. Do people like the Walton family, for example, that own Walmart, they're worth well over $100 billion when their workers are making $11 or $12 an hour. No one is denigrating people who have made significant achievements, but enough really is enough. Does Mike Bloomberg really need $65 billion to see his wealth increased by $15 billion in the last 3 years?
What would you do about worker control?
No one begrudges. Well, in terms of worker control, I believe it is important to put workers on the boards of directors of major corporations, and I'll tell you why. When you do that, corporations are not going to be so quick to shut down in America and move to China, move to Mexico, and to move to other low-wage countries. I want working people to say, you know what, I'm in a job, my ideas matter, I'm just not a cog in a machine. And in Vermont, by the way, and in states all over this country, where you have enterprises where workers do have significant input into what goes on, absenteeism goes down, productivity goes up. Democracy to me means not just voting every 4 years, having a bit of a say in the job that you're working at.
He makes an interesting point. Here's another. Shut up!
That's Bernie Sanders talking about billionaires. Just to show you how these billionaires, and again, I think Chris Wallace put it in perspective. Here's a guy that that radically changed our society for the good. You know, him and Steve Jobs and people like that. I mean, they changed our lives. Imagine your life without a smartphone or without Microsoft. It's a little scary. And now there is a report out of Seattle that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is going to fund coronavirus home testing kits in Seattle. That's incredible. The initiative is funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It will allow people in the Seattle area to swab their noses and send back the samples for analysis. That is according to the Seattle Times. That, correct me if I'm wrong, is a pretty good thing. This will cost millions of dollars. It's unclear when the program will launch. The organization is still working out how to update its software to handle being inundated by requests for the testing kits. But that's great. Ladies and gentlemen, that is called philanthropy. That's not called taking money from Bill and Melinda Gates and letting the government give it to somebody else. That's not what this is about. That's and then you get everybody trying to politicize the coronavirus. This is just. I mean, even Republicans. In fact, let's go to Cat 5. This is Larry Hogan, the governor of Maryland. He is a Republican. And he was on with Chuck Todd. And the question came up, how do we take politics out of the effort to contain the coronavirus? This is Cut 5. Larry Hogan, the Republican governor of Maryland. Here it
is. There does seem as if politics is getting in the way of this a little bit. You know, the president even took a shot at a fellow governor of yours on the other side of the aisle. Are you concerned that if it looks like partisanship is being invoked at the top, that it will just devolve?
Look, I think it's critically important, particularly in any kind of a crisis. I think clear, direct communication is critical. And I think it's really important that you try to take all the politics out of it on both sides of the aisle. You know, this is not the first time I've been involved in crisis communication. Right after I became governor, we had the riots in Baltimore. Right. So, but being transparent, being direct, keeping the public informed with the facts, I think is critical. And I think it's not a time to play politics. So I sat down with all of our Democratic leaders in our state, with both U.S. senators, with talking with our congressmen, our local elected officials, the Speaker of our House, President of the Senate. They unanimously passed my emergency legislation in one day to give us the flexibility.
Right.
I had a long conversation with the Vice President last night. I was in the Situation Room with him and Secretary Azar, the head of the CDC, on Monday. We had 52 governors on a video conference across the nation.
Right. Are you concerned that the president may undermine the efforts of the federal response?
I think it was a really smart move for the president to elevate Vice President Pence to work across all the different agencies and to coordinate. He's a former governor.
Yeah.
He knows the governors are on the front lines, and he is doing, I think, a good job of coordinating everybody and communicating with us. And I think that's the way the messaging ought to go. Has the president been perfect in his communication? I would say he he hasn't communicated the way I would and the way I might like him to. But I think the rest of the team has been doing a pretty good job.
Okay. Now, basically, you got the politicians, and then you've got the experts. In fact, let's go to cut six. This is Dr. Jerome Adams. He is the U.S. Surgeon General, and he was on with Jake Tapper yesterday on CNN. And one of the things they talked about was, you know, how close are we to containing this coronavirus? This is cut six. Dr. Jerome Adams, the Surgeon General.
Just in the last 48 hours, more than a dozen states and Washington, D.C., reported their first cases of coronavirus. Pennsylvania, Indiana, Minnesota, Oklahoma, Connecticut, Kentucky, Nebraska, South Carolina, Hawaii, Utah, here in Washington, Kansas, Virginia, Missouri, Vermont. The virus is spreading.
Absolutely, and we've been saying this all along. Initially, we had a posture of containment so that we could give people time to prepare for where we are right now. Now we're shifting into a mitigation phase, which means that we're helping communities understand you're going to see more cases. Unfortunately, you're going to see more deaths, but that doesn't mean that we should panic. It means that we should take the things that we know work for individuals to protect themselves and make sure everyone is doing those things, like washing your hands frequently, like covering your cough, like staying home if you're sick and not being around people who are sick. But it also means communities need to be thinking about things like, should we be canceling large gatherings? What are our telework policies? Should we be closing schools? And that's going to be different in Seattle than what it's going to be in Jackson, Mississippi. But communities need to have that conversation and prepare for more cases so that we can prevent more deaths.
I agree that there shouldn't be panic. But I also think there has been confusing information coming from, not from you, but from other people in power. Take a listen to two top White House officials in the last few days saying that the virus has been contained when it has not been contained.
This has been contained because the president took action.
We don't actually know what the magnitude of the virus is going to be, although frankly, so far, it looks relatively contained.
So that's not true. It's not contained. It's not relatively contained. Have you expressed your desire for people on the in the White House to share the facts and be honest?
Well, this is a novel virus. It's a new situation, and the messaging, quite frankly, is hard. But here's what I want the American people to know. From a public health point of view, and I am a public health expert, the first thing you want to try to do is contain the virus. And some parts of the country have contained it, meaning they're preventing spread into their communities in the first place. But
we don't really know that, though, right? Because there aren't enough testing kits, so we don't, like, for instance, we know of one case in D.C. That doesn't mean there's only one person with it in D.C. We just don't know. There aren't enough testing kits.
Well, what we do know is that if we had massive numbers of cases, we would be seeing more deaths. And so we actually feel pretty good that some parts of the country have contained it, just like when you look at the flu. And when we look at the flu tracker, some parts of the country are having much more severe flu seasons. Some are having very mild flu seasons. The same thing for coronavirus. So you want to first try to keep it out of your community. Once you know it's in your community, you want to take the steps to prevent spread within the community and to keep those most at risk safe. And a very important point here, we now know more about who is at risk. Average age of death for people from coronavirus is 80. Average age of people who need medical attention is age 60. We want people who are older, people who have medical conditions, to take steps to protect themselves, including avoiding crowded spaces, including thinking very carefully about whether or not now's the time to get on that cruise ship and whether now's the time to take that long-haul flight. For most people, you're going to be fine, but if you have medical conditions or you're older, now's the time to rethink that.
When we come back, and by the way, that was the Surgeon General, Dr. Jerome Adams. There's a guy that actually knows what he's talking about. All these politicians, I take what they say with a grain of salt, okay? But these guys and gals, they know what they're talking about. When we come back, late night TV may never be the same. Yeah. This is going to be bizarre. We'll tell you what it is. Jimmy Kimmel Live. Yeah, we'll give you the straight skinny on who's going to be filling in for Jimmy Kimmel this week. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Your time is just as important as your car. So trust it to the people who are driven to perform so you and your car can perform just as well. Grease Monkey in West Wendover, Nevada. Take it from me, they'll get your car in so fast you'll think it's a NASCAR pit stop. Now stop by, get your oil changed in under 28 minutes, relax in their comfortable, clean waiting room, have a cup of coffee or beverage, while their pit crew certified mechanics not only change your oil, but perform a 16-point free inspection. And if they find something wrong, they can explain it to you and take care of it accurately and fast. So the next time you're heading to Wendover, turn left at that first stop sign, then turn left on Florence Way, and you're right there at Grease Monkey at Beaumark Station. They're open every day but Sunday from 9 until 5, and tell them you heard about them on the Nevada Talk Network for additional savings. They'll treat your car just like it's their own at Grease Monkey in Wendover.
Thanks for listening to Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates from the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For over 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, and Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you're listening to KNNT 98.5 FM. In Hawthorne, Nevada, you're hearing us on KAVB 98.7 FM. In Fallon, you're listening to KNVR 102.5 FM. In the Amargosa Valley, you're hearing us over KPKK 101.1 FM. And in Pahrump, you're listening to us on KPVM Television, channel 25.6. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me. You will taste and feel this difference.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Ah, the clown show has come and gone, although I heard that Tulsi Gabbard, there may have been a Tulsi Gabbard sighting here in the Vegas area over the weekend. I promised I'd tell you who's going to be filling in for Jimmy Kimmel this week, Pete Buttigieg. Let's hope they're laughing that much after the monologue. I want to see Mayor Pete do a monologue, and see how he does. I don't know that he'll be able to do it. We will find out. We will find out. By the way, the president's coming back to Vegas this weekend. He's going to be the keynote speaker at the Republican Jewish Coalition Conference. He is headlining the RJC's annual leadership gathering, and he'll be coming back on Saturday. So, the president has not been gone long, and he's going to be back on Saturday to speak to the RJC, the Republican Jewish Coalition, headed up by Sheldon Adelson and a whole bunch of really great people. So good luck to the president. This is gonna be fun. I'm gonna let you hear one quick little snippet. This is Donna Edwards, former congresswoman from Maryland. The president should just shut up. This is cut four. Go.
Congresswoman Edwards, obviously we have no idea where this is going to be in the fall. I mean, maybe the president's right, and like the flu, as we get into warmer weather, it'll begin to diminish. Maybe not. How legitimate do you think it is for Democrats to go after the president on the administration response to the coronavirus?
Well, I think it's legitimate to, to challenge the process and the management of this crisis. And it is a public health crisis. I think whenever we hear Dr. Fauci and other experts talk about this virus and about what to do and what Americans can do, that it actually is somewhat reassuring. But what we don't get is that kind of reassurance coming directly from the president because of his contradictions, because, you know, the information that he puts out is just not accurate. I mean, he would actually, I think, do better in terms of the public if he just shut up, because I don't think people would necessarily blame the president for something that was out of his control. But if he continues and his administration mismanages the crisis, then I think it's a legitimate point of challenge by anyone who wants to be president, saying, I'd manage it better. I mean, we saw the impact, for example, that Hurricane Katrina and the response had with President Bush, and I don't think this is, different in that respect. But the president doesn't do himself or the American public any good when he makes assertions that are completely contrary to the scientific evidence.
Ben, the president has literally tweeted this morning, prior to this conversation, that the administration is doing a great job and it's the fake news media that's running him down.
Yeah, there you have it. Donna Edwards with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday. Stick around, more to do. Victor Jenks will join us. Springtime of the Week columnist for the Las Vegas Review Journal. Also a little bit later on, Jared Fisher. Where is he biking to next? We'll catch that just after 11 o'clock. I'm Kevin Wall. Program live and local now.